Our assignment for this week was to bring a story about a disciple who was taught a lesson, a specific lesson, and what that lesson was. And one disciple, Peter, seemed that Jesus really taught him a lot, personally, straight to him. And one time Jesus was giving Peter directions, and Peter looked over and saw John standing there, and he said, "What shall this man do?" And Jesus told him not to worry about what his brothers were supposed to do, just worry about what he should do. And that's something we can really put into practice in our daily lives, just watching what we're supposed to do, making sure we're doing what's right, instead of looking at everybody else.
I got Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 5. At that same time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." And I think he was trying to teach them that you don't get greatness by seeking greatness, but by being a servant and just being a servant to others and helping others. And that's something I can apply to my life.
I was thinking about how such a powerful thing faith is and how many times God tested the disciples' faith. But one of my favorite stories since I was like really little was this one here, Matthew 14, verses 25. "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" I just thought that was really neat, how if we just believe and have faith, there's all kinds of things that we just didn't even imagine we could do or that could happen and that are possible.
This is kind of a coincidence. I had the same story as Jaden, but it always stuck out to me because, you know, I always thought how Peter was doing great at first. You know, he saw Jesus walking on the water and that zeal and excitement, you know, because it was a miracle, made him want to get out there and do it. And first, you know, he just jumps right out on the water, starts walking, but then he got to thinking, "Wait, I'm walking on the water." Looked all around, pretty soon he started to sink. And I thought about how, you know, sometimes we just need to trust that something I need to do more. Just, you know, trust that things will work out, not have to work through everything before I get there. So.
I got the James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And it talks in here about how their mother came to Jesus and said, "Could these two have sit on your right hand and your left hand in your kingdom?" And Jesus said, "You don't know what you're asking for." And he asked them if they can drink his cup. And they said yes. And he said, "You can drink my cup, but it's not mine to give you to sit on my right hand and my left hand." And he said here, a couple verses here in Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. "It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did come to be a servant, but to serve and to give his life for a ransom for many." So Jesus came to serve, not to be great. And so we need to serve and be like servants to become great. Those disciples were getting distracted, and they wanted to be great, and they were losing the focus.
In Matthew 18, Peter asked Jesus how many times he must forgive his brother, and Peter said up to 7 times, and Jesus said not up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7, and then he told this parable about the king that was settling debts with his servants, and the one man had owed him a bunch, and he was going to sell him and his children and wives and to repay the debt. But then the servant pleaded with the king and asked for forgiveness, and he said, and the king forgave his debt. And then the servant went off and found somebody that owed him just a little bit and put him in jail because he wouldn't repay it.
When the soldiers came at night to arrest Jesus, Peter got scared and he didn't know what to do, so he pulled out a sword and chopped an ear off of one of the soldiers. And Jesus turned to him and said, "Whoever draws a sword perishes by it."
Jesus told Peter to walk on the water, and he learned to have faith so it wouldn't sink. Jesus told Peter to feed his sheep and care for his sheep. And what Jesus was telling Peter is to be a servant to others. Matthew chapter 26, verse 51. "And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, 'Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword.' Jesus said to not return evil for evil."